Brother Hanson from Truth and Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to get right into our study in the book of Isaiah. We are now at the 60th chapter. 60th chapter, and there's only 66 chapters in this book of Isaiah, so we're going to get right into it and possibly finish up within the next few days. Let's go ahead and get right into the study. 60th chapter and verse 1. Arise, shine, for your light has come. Arise, shine, for your light has come. How would you like to hear that from God? Arise, shine, for your light has come. And the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For behold, darkness will cover the earth, and deep darkness the peoples. But the Lord will rise upon you, and his glory will appear upon you. Nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. Lift up your eyes round about and see. They all gather together. They come to you. What are they talking about here? Now, we read the promise of Israel, the prophets, the nation of Israel, the peoples of Israel, and the fulfillment of what God's going to do with them. And we wait for God's timing and his control in history. This is Zion. This is the glorified Zion, not only the Church of Zion, the true church of Jesus Christ, actually. And you and me, we, as we accept Christ, we become this glorified kingdom, the kingdom of Zion. And your sons will come from afar, and your daughters will be carried into the arms. Then you will see and be radiant, and your heart will thrill and rejoice, because the abundance of the sea will be turned to you. The wealth of the nations will come to you. A multitude of camels will cover you. The young camels of Midian and Ephah, and those from Sheba will come. They will bring gold and frankincense, and will bear good news of the praises of the Lord. All the flocks of Kedar will be gathered together to you. The rams of Nebaioth will minister to you. They will go up with acceptance on my altar, and I shall glorify my glorious house. Who are these who fly like a cloud and like the doves to their lattices? Surely the coastlands will wait for me, and the ships of Tarshish will come first to bring your sons from afar, their silver and their gold with them. For the name of the Lord your God, and for the Holy One of Israel, because he has glorified you, foreigners will build up your walls, and their kings will minister to you. For in my wrath I struck you, and in my favor I have had compassion on you. Your gates will be open continually. They will not be closed day or night, so that men may bring to you the wealth of the nations, with their kings led in procession. For the nation and the kingdom which will not serve you will perish, and the nations will be utterly ruined. The glory of Lebanon will come to you, the juniper and box tree and the cypress together, to beautify the place of my sanctuary, and I shall make the place of my feet glorious. The sons of those who afflicted you will come bowing to you. and all those who despised you will bow themselves at the soles of your feet, and they will call you by the city of the Lord, the Zion of the Holy One of Israel. Whereas you have been forsaken and hated, with no one passing through, I will make you an everlasting pride, a joy from generation to generation. You will also suck the milk of the nations and suck the breast of the kings. Then you will know that I am the Lord. I am your Savior and your Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. Instead of bronze, I will bring gold. And instead of iron, I will bring silver. And instead of wood, bronze. And instead of stones, iron. And I will make peace to you. I will make peace your administrators, and righteousness your overseers. You know, this is quite a promise in this. These scriptures that we're reading, the place mentioned belong to obscure tribes. This verse 7, 6 and 7. A multitude of camels will come to you, the young camels of Midian and Ephah. All those from Sheba will come. In these obscure tribes in the Arabian desert, these hundreds of miles from Israel, all peoples would come to Jerusalem because God will be living there. And they'll be attracted to his light, his glory. And in this 1,000 years of millennial period, all the peoples are going to come to Israel. And we look around and we don't see it right now, but it's going to come to pass, folks. And this reality is promised also in the Revelation 21, 23, 24, 22, 5, verse 5. And we're going to see it. Let's continue reading. Righteousness, your overseers, violence will not be heard again in your land, nor devastation or destruction within your borders, but you will call your walls salvation and your gates praise. No longer will you have the sun for light by day, nor for brightness will be the moon to give you light, but you will have the Lord for an everlasting light. We've heard this before, and the prophets agree, and it's all the same. There'll be no purpose for the sun. You're going to have the Lord as an everlasting light, and your God for your glory. Now, we don't understand that with the natural mind. How is it going to light up? How are we going to see? That glory of the Lord is going to brighten, shine, and overtake the sun, the brightness of the sun. Your sun will no longer set, nor will your moon wane, for you will have the Lord for an everlasting light. Hard to believe, isn't it? This is true. This is not the only place this is spoken of, because the light of God is going to give forth the light of the sun. And that may be hard to understand. And the days of your mourning will be over. Then all your people will be righteous. All of your people will be righteous. Why? Because they're going to be soaking in the glory of the Lord. This light is more than just a light. It's the light of God. It is absolute glory of God. They're going to bathe in this glory. And they're not going to think about walking the devil's way and the devil's path any longer. All your people will be righteous. They will possess the land forever. Won't be an argument about who owns that land, because the Church of Zion, it belongs to the Church of Zion, God's people. The branch of my planting, the work of my hands, that I may be glorified. God saying here, I'll be glorified. I'm going to be glorified. The smallest one will become a clan, and the least one a mighty nation. I, the Lord, will hasten it in its time. I, the Lord, will hasten it in its time. It's going to be a tremendous, powerful country in the millennial period when Jesus Christ sets his feet on the Mount of Olives, and it cleaves in the midst, and it begins to form the kingdom of God. The glory of God will be the light. There will be no reason or necessity to have the sun any longer, even though it may be still in existence, folks. I mean, the sun, I don't think, is going to go out. But the glory of God will far surpass the brightness of the sun. It's when the sun sets, if it does, the light of God will continue on and brighten the entire country. It'll be unbelievable. Be quite a thing. And we'll all be astounded. Well, that's our time for today, folks. Go to our website, krciradio.com. Shoot us an email. Let us know you're listening. Please write to us at KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona 85929. Just uploaded a lot of the different chapters of Isaiah, so you can go there for reference, and you can hear them over and over again if you'd like. Once you hear something, sometimes you miss things. And this is why we go over the books in the Bible over and over and over again, because a lot of times you're going to miss something. And we don't know it all, but the Holy Spirit does. He is the teacher. Well, that's our time for today, folks. Till tomorrow's broadcast, as Brother Hansen saying, study, show yourself approved to God.